Live Better and Longer with The Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, I'm Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome to the Fitness Show. Today we're going to talk about taking control of your life while in quarantine. And man, did I ever not think I would have to say that. That is possibly an even weirder topic than the one when I said I had breast cancer. It was a weird topic. The entire world is shut down and things are bizarre. Right now, I believe it is, for me, April 8th. And I think my town has been shut down for 2 weeks. Only essential items or essential businesses like grocery stores and pharmacies and medical practices. But yeah, it's bizarre and I don't enjoy it. However, I'm making the best of it. And you know, y'all can be the victim or you can play the victor. You can decide that quarantine is going to be the worst couple months of your life or it's going to be the best. We've got choices. We always have choices. Perspective goes a long way. I mean, me personally, I thought 2019 was pretty bad. 2019, I was poisoned all year and radiated and I had a bunch of body parts cut up for breast cancer purposes. So that wasn't a good year. And boy, could I not wait to get to 2020. Even though I'm still doing treatment, it's just, how could it be worse, right? Well, you know what? It's not worse. It's not worth. Nothing is worse than having a doctor say, hey, you've got something potentially lethal inside of you, or your family member does. So if you haven't lost a friend right now to COVID, or you aren't sick, then great. If you have your health, I hate to say it, but you have everything, because, you know, those days where I was super sick, deathly ill, and all I thought was, oh my God, if I could just feel good for 1 minute, for one day, I wouldn't ask for anything. I wouldn't need any of this stuff I have. All I would need is to just feel good. And so if you're fortunate enough to feel good, hang on to that and be proud of that and be excited about that, because that's a great place to start. I think from what I've been viewing of society and TV and social media, some people are going to come out of this quarantine incredibly fit. Some people are going to come out of it incredibly frustrated. And those two differentials will be decided on who made the good choices. A strict philosophy I live by is control the things I can and get past the things I can't. Right now, we cannot control this quarantine. I mean, we can always call our local and state representatives, but for the most part, we're stuck with it. So control the things you can. There are some aspects of our life I think we have the opportunity to make some tremendous improvements on right now. And if you're with me, and I'm assuming you are because you're listening, then let's be better together. Let's be that group of people that shows up at the end of the quarantine while all our coworkers go, whoa, where were you? Were you on vacation? You look so well rested. You look so fit. Have you lost weight? Huh? I mean, there's some bright side to all of this nonsense. So might as well take advantage of the bright side. So we're going to go through boom, 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 a variety of places in our life we can improve and utilize this quarantine time. Now, you know, some of you, I know you're still working full time. However, you have some free time, right? The movie theaters aren't open and the gym isn't open and you can't drive your kids back and forth to school or to their activities. So we're all given extra time right now. I have zero race announcing jobs or speaking engagements till the end of August right now. So with 15 events canceled, boy, have I found ways in my life to be more productive and to take care of me. So I'm hoping you will too. So the first thing I'm going to hit on is fitness, physical activity, exercise. for my entire career, the most common excuse I've been given from people who say they want to lose weight or get in shape, but can't, it's, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. Well, nobody says that about anything right now anymore, right? All we've got is time. So either you're part of the big majority of people that are unemployed, or you're working from home, which gives you great flexibility, or far better flexibility than if you're going to an office, or you're still working and you're just lacking all the leisure activities. But either way, we've all got more time. So let's use it. And you know what? If you are one of those people that are home like me, we got a heck of a lot of time. It's interesting. People will say, oh, I don't want to, they worry about exercising too much. I don't want to exercise more than an hour. That would be too much. Really? Because the people climbing the, or hiking the Appalachian Trail every day exercise for 12 hours. Olympians or athletes in general, any sort of serious athlete is training 3 to 7 hours per day, maybe even more. So the human body was designed to move. And it's okay if you take on the attitude that you are going to move it as much as possible. I highly recommend when you get up in the morning, move it. Before you go to bed at night, move it. As much as you can in between, move it. And move it in a variety of ways. So we still have those four elements of fitness you should be focusing on is cardiovascular exercise, the things that make you huff and puff, like running or jump roping, swimming, biking, blah, blah, blah. Strength training, anything that makes you grunt, is going to make you stronger. Flexibility, so stretching. Once you get in a position and it makes you wince a little bit, you're probably stretching out those muscles. And then balance training. We do balance training so we don't fall down. But those are the four most important elements of physical fitness, and I hope you pursue them. And because we got so much time, you can pursue them in a variety of way. Now, most of us have had our gyms closed. Those of you who have not had your gym closed, I am super envious and I may move directly to your town. However, without a gym to go to, we've still got a ton of options. First of all, walking and running, skipping and trotting, however you want to move your body forward on your own feet, do it. Walking counts. Walking around your block counts. Walking around your neighborhood counts. Walking all the way around town counts. And can you do that while maintaining your physical distance from other people? Absolutely. Anyone who says that you being alone out in the middle of the street is causing harm to others is a whack job. Just keep your distance, but keep moving forward. And I'm doing it. I am discovering new trails in Gainesville all the time. I am addicted to the outdoors and nature, and I have found some wonderful places to walk with my dog in solitary, and it's been very rewarding in many ways. So I encourage you, just get the heck out, walk, run. You can also dance. You can dance in your kitchen alone. You can require that your kids get up and come boogie down with you, and I actually do that to my kids, the poor things. I'll say, all right, Parker, come out of your room. What, Mom? Then I turn on my iTunes on my phone and start playing music. And it's, no, Mom, I don't want to dance. No, you're going to dance. And then I give him the look that says, hey, buddy, if you reject me now, there will be consequences later. So poor baby dances. Ginger's always very eager to dance. But yes, I have mandatory dance parties, and I recommend you consider it as well. And remember those video game consoles? I think most of us still have them sitting in our armoire somewhere. Put on your Just Dance videos. Those were so, or they're not videos, games. So much fun. In fact, that is on my to-do list with Ginger Bean today, is to dance with the Just Dance video. So there's options for moving. If you're going to go outdoors on a wheeled device, if you don't mind running the risk of breaking your arm, there's always rollerblades and skateboards, and you probably won't break your arm, but you could. It's just a little risk, buyer beware. Bicycle. I got a bike at Walmart last week, a mountain bike, and it is so nice. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy with it, and it's also kicking my can. There's not a lot of flat land right where I live. Yes, I'm in Florida, but I'm in this really wavy or wiggly ground section of Florida where everywhere surrounding my neighborhood, including the very steep hill I live on, has inclines, and I'm getting a great workout. So it's something new for me. and exciting, and especially since the pool at my gym was taken away, I've pivoted and I've chosen cycling to add to my mix. If you have your own pool, again, lucky you, get out and use it. If you live on a river or a lake that hasn't been shut down, lucky you, get out and use it. Can you believe they've shut down the ocean? That's the most appalling, insane thing I've ever seen. But yeah, the ocean's closed right now. So if you have your own pool, give it a go. And then use your online resources. So I have a huge video catalog on my YouTube page. That's Fitsness with probably, 75 short, sweet videos targeted towards particular body parts, most of them using little to no equipment. Some use dumbbells, but most of them are just bands or zero equipment at all. So be creative. Go just search hard yoga or easy Pilates on the floor or boot camp, and then you'll come up with a bunch of fitness professionals that are doing their best to provide you with options to exercise at home. So really, we have zero excuses if we want to exercise. The opportunities are there. And again, if you diversify throughout your day, you're going to remain entertained and your body's going to be so much better for it because you won't risk overuse injuries and it will have that diversity of movement, which always challenges it and makes it better. Now, when it comes to equipment, I hope y'all have something at home. If not, Amazon will happily deliver some exercise equipment to your door. If you only have $15 to spend, I recommend getting a jump rope, some tubing with handles, and exercise bands. Those are, the tiniest little gym in the box. You can do a trillion things with them and get your cardiovascular fitness, your strength, your balance, and your flexibility just with those tools alone. So I highly recommend them. But it might be time to invest in dumbbells or kettlebells, things that, they're not going anywhere. These are things you can use now and then continue to use even when your gym is open. And so can your family members use them. And if you haven't already, I think a cardiovascular machine at home, if you have the space for it and the budget, is an incredible game plan. I have a treadmill. I've always had a treadmill since I've been a homeowner. And it's just been the perfect excuse buster no matter what's going on. So when I had babies at home and I couldn't leave them, if they took a nap or they were satisfied playing, I could get on my treadmill. If it was late at night and I didn't want to run outside and get mugged, I would use my treadmill. If there was a hurricane or a big storm, I could use my treadmill. If it was too hot outside, I could use my treadmill. Same thing for when it was too cold. So whether you get a treadmill or a no-name brand bike or a Peloton or an Erg, there's tons of options for you. But having a cardio machine at home is a fantastic choice just in case stuff hits the fan outside of your home and you're locked inside. I don't know what I would do without my cardio equipment. And in fact, I've invested, my entire garage is a gym. It's got matted flooring and strength training and kickboxing equipment and 4 cardio machines and tubes and weights and kettlebells and medicine balls and battle ropes and things like that. So fitness is really important to me, obviously, and as well, it's important to my family. I think my gym is used between 4 to 8 hours every day because one of us is always in and out of the gym. So give it some consideration. If you've got room in your house, make it happen. So again, no time is not an excuse anymore. And once we get past no time, you got to get to I'm going to make time. Build it in your schedule, force it in. Even if you're doing it in 10-minute chunks, it all counts. And won't we just get all, our body will get tight and weak and I get a little grouchy when I'm still for too long or inside for too long. So hopefully you have incentive to move in some capacity somewhere without making excuses. Next up on our list of healthy choices has got to be our eating habits. The most common excuse I hear for people that say they can't, quote unquote, can't lose weight are those who eat out all the time. Well, guess what? This is a great time to eat at home. Now, I'll backtrack and say that it is completely doable and realistic to lose tons of weight, get to your ideal weight, and eat nutritiously for the rest of your life only eating from restaurants. I truly believe that. Why? Because I eat at restaurants frequently and do so with, A+ grades for my nutrition quality. I I make good choices. It's what I order. It's what they provide. And I only go to places where I can get things that make me feel good and make me happy in the mouth, taste buds. But at home, we're doing a lot more cooking these days. So fill up your cabinets and your refrigerator with mostly healthy stuff. Leave the things you can't resist at the store. We're all doing a lot of extra cooking right now. Leave the oil out, leave out the butter, and get creative. Try out some new recipes, some old recipes. Choose the ingredients you love and go with them. And if you show up at your produce department and you don't see your old favorites, try something new. If something new to you is simply trying a plum because you've never had that before, great, try a plum. But there's also always some sort of weird, bizarre, confusing fruit or vegetable sitting on my produce shelves. And quite frequently, I'll just buy one and take it home and test it out. And sometimes you find things you love. I fell in love with a thing called ugly fruit a long time ago and cotton candy grapes. I thought, Lord, what are these things? I have to try them. And they were delicious. So be creative and use this as an opportunity to hit the reset button on your eating habits. And hopefully when the world opens back up again, you've created habits that you can take with you. So again, you use the exact formula for weight loss. That's your caloric budget. If you don't know what that is, episode 2 of the Fitness Show podcast, you can hear what the exact formula for weight loss is. If you don't do that, you can go to the cover of fitness.com. The exact formula for weight loss is always pinned there. I encourage you to read it. It is the only science/math/discipline-based method of weight loss that you can do now, get to your goal weight and stay there forever without any diets, pills, powder, scams, snake oil, without wasting any money. I don't want your money unless you're bored with your money and just want to send it my way. But the exact formula for weight loss is the only non-scammy instructional eating material on the internet. And I'll stand by that. So anyway, food. Do better. And here's the other thing. I always hear people say, I need to drink more water, right? Everyone can say, I need to drink more water. So home, being stuck at home is an awesome place to start that because you can get some big, ginormous jug, fill it with ice, and drink it. It's not like you're dragging it around from your car to your office to the gas station to the gym all day. You can get that one big jug and just drink it until it's empty. And when it gets warm, you can refill it with ice from your fridge. No biggie. Next up, this is a great time to invest in quality time with your people. We always complain that we don't have enough time with our special people. Now all we've got is time with our special people. In fact, we've got so much time that we and our special people may end up killing each other. This is a high risk of the quarantine. But for the most part, been having great time with my kids, going to the farm, going for walks. Ginger and I do TikTok videos together. So board games, do puzzles, do crafts, cook together, bake together. We've baked some sweet treats, but we've given them away, so we're not eating them all ourselves. But it's a great time to just be together with your people. And even if you're watching TV, have a conversation about the show, and that counts as quality time. So don't ignore that, because you know what's going to happen is we're going to be trapped in the house for 2 months, possibly going a little stir crazy. And then if you let those 2 months go by and the world hits you in the face again with all sorts of chaotic scheduling, as life does, you're going to look back and say, dang it, why didn't I take advantage of that time? And here's the deal. I would bet every dollar I own that this will never happen again, that this solution, or quote unquote solution of shutting down the world is as an answer, I don't think this will ever happen again. So it's possible between now and retirement, or now and death, you may never, ever, ever get 2 solid months off. So use it. If you've got kids, you're not getting any younger. If you've got a spouse, maybe y'all can have some fun time together. In fact, you can add sex to your list of activities, physical activities. Yes, I said it. And if you're listening to the Fitness Show with your children, sorry for your new obligation to discuss the birds and the bees, but that's part of quality time. education, you know. But yeah, I mean, you've got time with your person, so make the best of it. Why the hell not, right? Get it on. And perhaps in, what, January, February, you will have a corona baby like many others. I'm looking forward to that next baby boom because babies are cute and I'm not having any more babies. So it will be nice to be able to enjoy other people's babies next year. Next up, rest. We're always overworked and under-rested, right? Whoever gets to go to bed as early as they want to. Who gets to wake up as late as they want to? I do. At least right now I do. My kids aren't going to school. I don't have any planes to catch, so I head to bed early. I sleep in as late as I can. And I actually take naps sometimes, so take advantage of those things. Don't feel bad about it. In fact, you're trying to go back to work whenever that happens, looking refreshed and like you were on vacation the whole time. A little sleep goes a long way, especially since you're going to be doing lots of extra exercise. And then I want you to take care of your mental health. And I think, you know, fitness fixes almost everything. So if you are exercising and you are eating well and you are getting rest and spending quality time with your special people, you know, all of that is beneficial to your mental health. However, do those things that deliberately make you specifically feel good. You like reading books? Read the books. You like taking long hot baths? Take them. You like meditating? Great. I don't meditate, but it sounds like a lot of people do that and really enjoy it. If you haven't learned anything in a while, learning something new is really, really beneficial to our mental health. So you could try knitting or sewing. You could sew one of these masks all the medical staff needs, or you could knit me a scarf, which I will happily wear in the fall, or you could also knit me a fuzzy hat because I love fuzzy hats. So not that I'm trying to deliver tasks, but if you are bored and you need something to do, I will certainly take handmade warm things. Ooh, gloves would be nice. And you could also knit me a dress. Whatever. I will wear whatever you make. That's what I'm offering up. It will all not be for naught. If you've never learned how to change a tire or check your oil, great time to do that. If you have a person who knows how to do those things that can teach you and that person's allowed to be within your physical space, great. If not, get on YouTube and open the hood of your car and figure it out. That's actually something I would like to do because I do not know how to change a tire or check my oil. And I'm an adult and I feel like that's one of those requirements. So anyways, be creative and maybe make a list of things you would like to accomplish. Again, no time like the present, because when are you going to get this amount of free time? You want to learn a new language? We just did a poll on my Facebook Fitness page. What language would you like to learn? Russian, Italian, French, Spanish, or the list goes on. But there's a bunch of really cool languages to learn, and I bet if you learn how to speak Russian, you're more likely to schedule a trip to Russia. And I've been there, and it's spectacular. So maybe a new language will lead to new adventures. There's always something exciting to look forward to. And then here's something I think too many people are ignoring: the opportunities that are given. So it's horrible not to have a job, right? I don't like it. I'm unemployed for the most part until late August. And that makes me sad because I miss my people. I actually miss my work. In fact, the hardest part for me is not the income loss. It is the loss of connecting with people. I just adore the work that I do. So I miss it. And I miss you. I miss being with you all. However, this is a great time to reset if you are out of a job right now. So I know many, many businesses that have been forced to close their doors have told their employees, hey, listen, I'm firing you for now or laying you off and collect unemployment. And then when the world turns back on and I can open my doors, I will instantly hire you back, which is fantastic. And if you have that opportunity and you love your work, great. But maybe you want to do something else. Maybe this is the time you needed to hunt for a new job or a higher position in the same field. Maybe this is the time you needed to update your resume. You could even take your own new professional headshot. So you put on your fancy clothes and you do your best with your hair. A little sidebar is that I love that I'm not the only person in the world that is lacking control of her hair. I mean, I'm styling it in a fun way with my faux hawk right now, but for the most part, it's not what I want. What I want is my long, pretty hair back, but I can't have it, so I'm at the mercy, right? Well, y'all are at the mercy, too, without our hairdressers working, so it makes me funny. I think it's especially going to be profound with men, since or people with short hair, I should say, because you can see growth more dramatically on short hair as opposed to long hair. So anyways, I am laughing at your expense and misery enjoys company. So welcome to the Weird Hair Club, everybody. But yeah, this is a great time to get to do a new professional headshot. And this is the secret to doing that. You find a solid wall in your home, just a clear wall. If there's paintings or pictures on the wall, take them off. Light your space well. And then you can actually take some beautiful pictures using your iPhone or your Galaxy or whatever it is. All the cameras on our phones are so high quality now that you can actually take a beautiful headshot. And then if there's some little details that need to be touched up, you can download an app like Facetune or just, I don't know, some sort of photo editing app. But yeah, take your own professional headshot. So look for new jobs. I know the headhunters are still engaged. My nephew actually works as a headhunter, and he matches people with jobs of their dreams. And there's someone out there to help. So maybe this 2 month or 3 month or whoever long knows how long this break is going to be, maybe it's the opportunity you've been needing to recreate yourself, not only physically, but professionally. This could be the silver lining. So, you know, keep an eye on that. You get to choose. You get to be the victim of it all, or you get to be the victor. We're halfway through this, as I see it. We're halfway through this quarantine nonsense. Are you going to come out of it better than you were before? I really hope you choose to come out better than you were before. And that's going to take some effort, but that's okay because you got time and it'll make you feel good. And I love seeing all of my people online on Fitsness, on my Hottie Body Fitsness Challenge. So many people are going at it hardcore with their exercise routines. They're doing it alone. They're doing it with their families, but they're doing it and they're posting photos. And I think it's very motivating to everyone else looking at it. And it puts a little confidence that this can be done and maybe a little pressure that I should do it too. The last thing I want to talk to you about is money. So I have always felt that there has been a very strong link between physical and fiscal fitness. With physical fitness and weight management, I always encourage you, do not consume more calories than you can burn off. It's pretty simple. If you want to maintain your weight or lose weight, do not consume more calories than you can burn off. When it comes to money, you should not consume more debt than you can pay off, right? We don't agree to buy things that we cannot afford. Only purchase things you can earn or you have earned enough money for, things you have cash for. Now, of course, things like student loans and mortgages and cars often come with a loan. But they also come with a strong commitment to pay them back. On occasion, I've seen people saying, well, now's a good time. The government should just forgive my loan for my house or my education. No, you agreed to do those things. You signed up, you benefited from those things, and you've agreed to pay them off. You don't want to stick that burden on your fellow taxpayers. That would be like registering for a marathon, going half the distance and saying, yeah, I still want the medal, but I'm just going to get a bunch of strangers to go the rest of the distance for me, and then I'll meet you back at the finish line and gather the medal. So I think when we commit to paying for something, no matter what it is, whether it's a pair of shoes or a car or a university, we should pay for those things because other people have had to invest in our success or our benefit because of it. But with that being said, I see a lot of people really struggling because they haven't had the financial savvy to be able to store their nuts and create an emergency fund, something to live off. And it's scary for a lot of people that are concerned about losing their homes or being evicted from their apartment or the house they're renting. There's a lot of stressful things going on. And I think money management is part of overall health. Golly, is it ever, because nothing provides stress like financial burden. And I've been there. I've been there. In fact, the person I'm going to tell you about, I connected with because I hate debt, and debt makes me physically sick. So I have a strict policy of not owing anybody anything ever. I'm almost done paying off my house, and that will be 10 years early, I think. My cars get paid off as quickly as I can. I'm not a rich person. I'm just an aggressive person with debt, and I pay things off. And I'm willing to also sacrifice. I'm willing to not have the latest greatest phone or the latest greatest computer or the latest greatest boat. I have no boat. I should have a boat. I would love a boat, but I don't, because that would put me in debt. So, but it's an unbearable stress when, you know, your car ends up in a ball of smoke because the radiator has exploded, and now you have that required cost because your car broke down and you need your car to get all over the place. So if you learn how to manage your money the way you've learned to manage fitness, I think your overall health and sanity will improve as well. So I do not give out recommendations easily. I don't put my other people's I don't tag my name onto other people's name very often unless I think the world of them. And this guy I think the world of. His name is Dave Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y. Many of you have heard of him. He's a national figure in personal finance. And he is a master of teaching people how to manage their money, live debt-free, and build wealth. So he will take people in enormous debt and help them find their way out, and then help them actually build wealth, pay off their homes, fund their retirements. And it matters. It matters. So he has a program called Financial Peace University and some others, but he starts by teaching people how to create a budget, how to save for the future, how to tackle debt, the importance of accountability, much like fitness, right? Common budget myths. I mean, this is a guy who addresses it all. And again, he hits money with facts the way I do with fitness. And he's a straight talker, and he's funny, and he'll tell you when he loves you, or he'll tell you that he loves you, and he'll tell you that you're damn wrong and you've gone in the wrong direction. And he helps you get back on track because he truly cares and he has answers. His program includes 7 baby steps. So I wrote those down just to share them with you. But his baby steps will show you how to save for emergencies, pay off all your debt for good, build wealth. It's not a fairy tale. It works, and it works every single time, much like the exact formula for weight loss. Now, again, even with fitness, there's all these hoo-has going out, like, I'm going to try the keto diet, and that'll be the answer for me forever. No, it's not. It never is. It might give you some anomaly small-term benefit, but then eventually, you can't live that way. You gain your weight back. Your breath stinks. Your crotch stinks. It's a bunch of horrible stuff, and that goes for all diets. I'm not just picking on keto. They're all super stupid. And the same goes for some of these get-rich-quick scams. And, you know, there's a bunch of people desperate to steal your money. Just don't be someone who gives them that money. You can listen to Dave for free on the radio, on his radio show, The Dave Ramsey Show. I believe he's on Sirius XM, too. He's got a podcast. He's got a website. He's just like I do. He has tons of free resources. But then he also has a book. And he has a video series, and, you know, depending on where you are with your money and your needs, you may want to invest more. But I love him, and his formula works, and I just really, I endorse what he does, and I think everybody who wants to live well and comfortable financially should know Dave Ramsey and be familiar with his steps. So his baby step one, he helps you save $1,000 for your starter emergency fund. And again, $1,000, for some of us, we may think like, oh, that's not a whole lot. But for some people, having $1,000 set aside in the bank for emergencies will make or break them. Maybe it, during this quarantine, allowed them to fix their car to continue going to and fro work, or allowed them to pay their rent when they lost their job, whatever it is. But $1,000 really is important whether you're just out of college or you've been working for 30 years with five kids. That $1,000, you got to get there. And then he teaches you baby step number two, how to pay off all your debt except the house using his debt snowball. And I'll let him teach you about that, but it's really smart. Baby step three, save 3 to 6 months of expenses in a fully funded emergency fund. So that's when you go beyond the $1,000 worth of savings on the side and you build up 3 to 6 months. Now imagine all the people who have followed Dave Ramsey's plan and now they have 3 to 6 months full of expenses sitting in the bank waiting for the government to shut them down on the coronavirus. Well, these people are still paying their mortgage. They're paying their car payment. They can pay for their phones. They can pay for food. They can pay their insurance. That's what an emergency fund is. And you never know when it's going to strike, whether it's this absurd virus or it's a hurricane or a tornado or a flood or an earthquake. There's stuff happens, or maybe you end up being stricken with some disease like cancer, or I don't know. we can pull out a bunch of names of diseases, but having 3 to 6 months of expenses in the account, boy, would that provide some real mental security, right? Security is very, very comforting, and it's definitely allows people to live stress-free if they have that backup plan. Baby step number four, he teaches you how to invest 15% of your household income in retirement. Remember, you can get a loan for your education. Absolutely zero people on earth will loan you money to retire. That would be a foolish decision to make, to loan you money so you can start not working. So you have to invest in your retirement because it doesn't get any easier when you're 75. You want to have some sort of savings account to help pay your bills, your medical expenses, your food, and hopefully you can go have some fun, right? Living large or at least comfortably in retirement is definitely a smart plan. Number five, save for your children's college fund. And that is a great gift to your kids if you so choose it. Baby step number six, pay off your home early. Again, I'm working towards that and I'm working hard towards that. And I am disciplined the same way I say no thank you to lots of alcohol or sweets because I don't want to be overweight. I say no thank you to eating out a whole bunch and buying a whole bunch of extra clothes and toys and fancy cars because I want that house paid off. And the second my house gets paid off, then absolutely every single expense I have moving forward, except for property taxes, becomes voluntary. If I want to have a cell phone, then I'm choosing to have a cell phone and paying that bill, but I'm not required to give anyone $1,500 a month or something like that. So paying off your home is where you really can start building wealth. And that's baby step number seven, build wealth and then be able to give. And I know how generous you all are. I work with such a loving, caring group of people. I see many of you at races, endurance events. You're always out doing something good for your own health, great causes in your community. So I know that giving is important to you. It's really hard to give generously or very much when you don't have very much. But if you have the opportunity and you take the opportunity, I should say, to build wealth, then you can finally help, I don't know, feed the homeless in your community or help get some cool new equipment for the children's hospital, or maybe you help renovate your church, whatever it is, or you fund a soccer team or a morning mile program, whatever satisfies your heart, that's a great opportunity. But again, when you're struggling financially, it's very difficult to give generously. When you've paid off your home and you've paid off your debt and you've built up some wealth, and you can finally start tossing around some money in big or small quantities the way your heart asks you to. So folks, this quarantine, sure, in many ways, it's a bummer. However, there are some silver linings to every situation. And I think if y'all start focusing on your fitness, your food, getting quality rest, your mental health, quality time with your people, your profession, managing your money, I think we can come out on the at the end of this thing far better than we were when it began. I am hustling on some projects right now. I'm almost done with my book. I'm very excited to release that in the fall. I have done major work cleaning my office. Oh my gosh, I pulled out several garbage bags worth of crap that shouldn't have been in there the other day. Cleaning out my closet. My bathrooms have been getting good scrubbing. I'm up on my laundry. So there are things we can do to be productive. And if knitting me a dress satisfies your need to be productive, then I'm okay with that. But I love you guys. I love you guys. I certainly don't come at this with the attitude that none of it is hard. It is hard. But as I've said before, and I'll say it again, we're really good at doing hard things. Absolutely none of you listen to me because you want the easy way out. You know I don't give the easy way out. I'm more likely to lean in, poke you in the chest, and tell you you've screwed up and you can do better, and here's how. So I believe in you. And really what I believe is once I hit publish on this thing, I believe y'all are going to come at me with all sorts of really fun and interesting thoughts on what you're going to do to be more productive during this quarantine. And again, if one of you wants to knit me a dress, we're an extra small women's right now, so go right ahead. Folks, I love you very much. If you haven't already done so, follow me at Fitsness on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And tune in to my Instagram Live because we are having so much fun with my little game show, Simple or Scandalous, and doing all sorts of other neat things. So I really like Instagram Live now. If you're not on Instagram, get your dang account and then follow me. And other than that, get to work. Bye, everybody. Love you.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.